In the grand theater of human interactions, manipulation lurks in the shadows, often disguised as charm, persuasion, or even concern. It weaves its subtle threads through our relationships, leaving us entangled in webs of deceit and influence. But what if there was a way to guard yourself against these manipulative forces? A way to navigate the complexities of human interaction with the wisdom of the ancients? These secrets are not merely philosophical musings but actionable strategies grounded in the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, and Epictetus. Each principle will help you build resilience, foster clarity, and assert your autonomy in the face of manipulation. Lesson 1: Diminishing Comments. Imagine a scene where you've just achieved something significant, perhaps a promotion at work or a personal milestone you've been striving towards for months. Filled with excitement, you eagerly share your news with a friend, expecting a congratulatory response that matches your enthusiasm. Instead, you're met with a dismissive comment like, "Oh, that's nice, but it's not that big of a deal." Or worse, "Anyone could have done that." This experience can be profoundly disheartening. These diminishing comments, designed to belittle your accomplishments, can make you question your worth and dampen your joy. But why do some people respond this way? The Stoic perspective, Stoicism, a philosophy that teaches resilience and emotional control, offers a powerful framework for dealing with such behavior. The first principle of Stoicism to consider is the dichotomy of control, understanding what is within our power and what is not. Your achievements and how you perceive them are within your control. The dismissive comments of others are not. People who diminish others' achievements often act out of their own insecurities and envy. They may feel threatened by your success or be struggling with their own lack of accomplishment. By downplaying your achievements, they attempt to level the playing field and protect their fragile self-esteem. Recognizing this can help you see their comments for what they truly are, a reflection of their inner turmoil rather than a judgment of your worth. How you respond to diminishing comments is crucial. Here are some Stoic strategies to maintain your inner peace and confidence. Realize that the value of your achievement isn't contingent on others' recognition. Your satisfaction should come from knowing you've done something meaningful and worthwhile. Celebrate your success internally, independent of external opinions. Approach the situation with empathy. Understand that the person's comments likely stem from their own struggles. This doesn't excuse their behavior but helps you not to take it personally. Respond with kindness, or if appropriate, gently steer the conversation to a more positive direction. If diminishing comments are a recurring issue with a particular person, it may be necessary to set boundaries. Politely but firmly let them know that their remarks are unhelpful and not appreciated. Surround yourself with people who uplift and support you. Reinforce your self-worth with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of your hard work and the journey you've undertaken to achieve your goal. Reflect on the skills and perseverance that brought you here. By internalizing your value, you become less vulnerable to external negativity. Imagine a towering oak tree. It stands firm and unyielding, deeply rooted in the earth, unaffected by the changing weather. The oak doesn't seek validation from the wind or the rain. It knows its strength and purpose. Similarly, by embracing Stoic principles, you can become like the oak, steady, resilient, and confident in your worth, regardless of others' attempts to diminish you. Consider a real-life scenario. J.K. Rowling, the renowned author of the Harry Potter series, faced numerous rejections and dismissals before achieving monumental success. Imagine if she had allowed the diminishing comments of publishers to quash her spirit. Instead, she persevered, confident in the value of her work. Her story is a testament to the power of resilience and self-belief. By internalizing Stoic wisdom, you equip yourself with the tools to rise above diminishing comments. You learn to see through the veil of negativity and recognize your intrinsic worth. Your achievements, like the oak tree's roots, are grounded in your efforts and dedication, unshakable by external winds. Remember, every achievement, no matter how small it may seem to others, is a testament to your growth and perseverance. Celebrate your milestones, nurture your self-belief, and continue to strive for excellence. By doing so, you not only honor your journey but also inspire others to rise above negativity and embrace their potential. In the end, diminishing comments are mere whispers in the grand symphony of your life. Stay focused on your melody, and let the music of your achievements resonate loudly and proudly. Lesson 2, Broken Promises. Picture a scene. You've been eagerly anticipating a friend's promise to help you move into a new apartment. The day arrives, but your friend is nowhere to be found. You call and text, but there's no response. As the hours pass, it becomes painfully clear they're not coming. You're left to handle the move alone, feeling a mix of disappointment, frustration, and a touch of betrayal. Broken promises, whether big or small, can be deeply hurtful. They erode trust and leave us questioning the reliability of those we care about. But why do people break promises, and how can we cope with the fallout when they do? The Stoic perspective. Stoicism offers a profound lens through which we can understand and manage the impact of broken promises. Central to Stoic philosophy is the idea that we cannot control others' actions, only our responses to them. By focusing on what is within our power, we can navigate the emotional turbulence of broken promises with greater resilience and clarity. Promises are often broken due to a range of factors: forgetfulness, changing circumstances, overcommitment, or a lack of genuine intention from the start. Understanding the underlying reasons can help us approach the situation with more empathy and less resentment. Here are some Stoic strategies to help you deal with broken promises. The Stoics believed in preparing for the worst while hoping for the best. By tempering your expectations, you can reduce the emotional impact when promises are not fulfilled. This doesn't mean being cynical, but rather being realistic about human fallibility. Recognize that others' actions are beyond your control. Focus on how you respond instead. When a promise is broken, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and then decide how best to move forward without dwelling on the breach. Try to understand the perspective of the person who broke the promise. Were they overwhelmed? Did unforeseen circumstances arise? This doesn't excuse their behavior but can help you respond with compassion rather than anger. If the broken promise significantly impacts you, communicate your feelings calmly and clearly. Express how the breach has affected you and discuss ways to prevent such issues in the future. This can strengthen the relationship and set healthier boundaries. Imagine a bamboo plant. It bends with the wind but doesn't break. When promises are broken, embody the flexibility of bamboo. Adapt to the situation, find alternative solutions, and remain steadfast in your core values. This resilience not only helps you navigate disappointments but also strengthens your emotional fortitude. Consider a historical example. Nelson Mandela, during his long imprisonment, faced countless broken promises regarding his release and the end of apartheid. Despite these setbacks, he remained focused on his vision for a free and equal South Africa. His resilience and unwavering commitment to his principles exemplify the Stoic approach to dealing with broken promises. Broken promises can be a catalyst for self-growth and improved relationships. They teach us about the imperfections of others and ourselves. By approaching these situations with Stoic wisdom, we can build deeper, more authentic connections based on mutual understanding and respect. Every broken promise is an opportunity to practice patience, empathy, and resilience. By internalizing these Stoic principles, you can transform disappointments into lessons and setbacks into stepping stones. Remember, the true measure of character is not in the promises made but in how we respond when promises are broken. In the end, broken promises are like pebbles in the river of life. They may cause a ripple, but they do not change the course of the river. Stay focused on your path, uphold your commitments, and let the wisdom of Stoicism guide you through the turbulent waters. Lesson 3, Unilateral Benefit. Imagine you're at a dinner party. The host, a charming and seemingly generous individual, invites you and a few others to a lavish meal. The night is filled with laughter, delightful conversation, and exquisite food. As the evening progresses, you realize that while you and the other guests are enjoying yourselves, the host is subtly steering the conversation to topics that benefit them personally. Every compliment, every toast, every shared story seems to circle back to their achievements, their needs, and their desires. Welcome to the concept of unilateral benefit, a situation where one party reaps most, if not all, of the rewards, often at the expense of others. This dynamic is more common than you might think and can manifest in various forms, from personal relationships to business dealings. Stoicism teaches us to see things as they are, not as we wish them to be. By recognizing situations of unilateral benefit, we can protect our own interests without falling into cynicism. It's about finding a balance between selflessness and self-preservation. Unilateral benefit occurs when one party leverages a situation to their advantage while giving little or nothing in return. This can be subtle, masked by charm and manipulation, or blatant and self-serving. People who benefit unilaterally often use charm and manipulation to create an illusion of mutual benefit. They make you feel special and valued, distracting you from the imbalanced dynamic. They may exploit your emotions, guilt, obligation, or affection to maintain the upper hand. By appealing to your sense of duty or compassion, they ensure you continue to contribute to their benefit. In many cases, there's a power imbalance where the benefiting party holds more authority or influence. This makes it harder for others to challenge the status quo or recognize the exploitation. Here's how you can apply Stoic principles to navigate and counteract situations of unilateral benefit. Practice the Stoic exercise of prosoque, attention. Be mindful of the dynamics in your interactions. Are you always the one giving? Do you feel drained after certain encounters? Recognizing the pattern is the first step to addressing it. Understand your own value and set clear boundaries. Stoicism teaches that self-respect is paramount. Don't be afraid to assert your needs and protect your interests. It's not selfish to ensure mutual benefit. Embrace the Stoic concept of apatheia, equanimity. Maintain emotional distance from manipulative tactics. By staying detached, you can assess situations more rationally and avoid being swayed by emotional appeals. Seek relationships and interactions based on mutual respect and benefit. Stoicism values fairness and justice. Aim for balanced exchanges where both parties give and receive equitably. Imagine a skilled negotiator who recognizes when a deal is skewed in favor of the other party. Instead of accepting the terms, they calmly present their own value, assert their worth, and negotiate for a fair arrangement. This is the Stoic way, approaching unilateral benefit with calm confidence and strategic assertiveness. Consider the story of Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison. Tesla, a brilliant inventor, worked tirelessly on his innovations. Edison, recognizing Tesla's genius, promised him substantial financial rewards for his contributions. However, once Tesla delivered, Edison reneged on his promise, offering only a fraction of the agreed amount. Tesla, disillusioned but undeterred, eventually parted ways and pursued his own path, securing his legacy as a visionary despite the exploitation he faced. Ultimately, recognizing and addressing unilateral benefit empowers you to foster more equitable and fulfilling relationships. By applying Stoic wisdom, you can navigate these dynamics with grace and integrity, ensuring that your contributions are valued and reciprocated. Unilateral benefit doesn't have to leave you feeling used and resentful. By embracing Stoic principles, you can transform these situations into opportunities for growth and self-empowerment. Remember, in the grand tapestry of life, balance and reciprocity are key. Stand firm in your value, seek fairness, and let Stoicism guide you toward more balanced and enriching interactions. Lesson 4. Disregard for your emotions or needs. Picture a world where your thoughts, feelings, and needs are consistently overlooked or dismissed. This isn't a dystopian fiction, it's a reality many of us face in various relationships. Imagine pouring your heart out to a friend, only for them to respond with indifference, or sharing your needs in a partnership, only to be met with silence or dismissal. This is the essence of disregard for your emotions or needs, a subtle yet powerful form of neglect. Stoicism teaches that while we cannot control others' actions, we can control our responses. Recognizing and addressing disregard for your emotions or needs is crucial for maintaining your inner peace and self-respect. It's about finding strength within and asserting your worth in a world that might not always acknowledge it. Disregard for your emotions or needs can be covert, masked by surface-level interactions that seem friendly or loving but lack genuine care. It often involves a persistent pattern where your feelings and needs are trivialized or ignored. Emotional invalidation. Disregard often manifests as emotional invalidation, where your feelings are dismissed or belittled. This can be subtle, like a shrug or a change of topic, or overt, like direct criticism or mockery. Self-centered focus. People who disregard your emotions are often deeply self-centered. Their focus is primarily on their own needs and experiences, leaving little room for empathy or understanding of your perspective. Power and control. Disregard can be a tool for maintaining power and control. By ignoring or dismissing your needs, the other person reinforces a dynamic where their priorities are dominant and yours are secondary. Here's how you can apply Stoic principles to navigate and counteract situations of emotional or needs-based disregard. Self-awareness and reflection. Engage in self-reflection. Recognize how these interactions make you feel. Are you consistently left feeling unheard or unvalued? Identifying the pattern is the first step toward change. Assertiveness and boundaries. Practice assertiveness. Clearly communicate your emotions and needs. Setting boundaries is essential. Let others know when their behavior is unacceptable and what you expect in return. Inner resilience. Cultivate inner resilience through apatheia, equanimity. Strengthen your emotional core so that others' disregard doesn't undermine your self-worth. Remember, your value is inherent, regardless of external validation. Seeking supportive relationships. Surround yourself with people who genuinely care for your well-being. Build connections based on mutual respect and empathy. Stoicism values meaningful relationships that nurture your growth. Imagine you're a skilled communicator who recognizes when your needs are being disregarded. Instead of accepting the dismissal, you calmly assert your feelings, setting clear expectations for respect and understanding. This is the Stoic way, approaching disregard with calm confidence and unwavering self-respect. Consider the story of Maya Angelou, the renowned poet and civil rights activist. Throughout her life, Angelou faced numerous instances where her emotions and needs were disregarded, whether due to her race, gender, or personal circumstances. Despite these challenges, she remained resilient, using her voice and talent to assert her worth and demand recognition. Her writings and activism became a powerful testament to overcoming disregard and standing firm in one's value. Ultimately, recognizing and addressing disregard for your emotions or needs empowers you to cultivate a life of self-respect and fulfillment. By applying Stoic wisdom, you can navigate these dynamics with grace and strength, ensuring that your feelings and needs are honored and valued. Disregard for your emotions or needs doesn't have to leave you feeling powerless and invisible. By embracing Stoic principles, you can transform these situations into opportunities for growth and self-empowerment. Remember, your emotions and needs are valid and deserve recognition. Stand firm in your worth, seek respect, and let Stoicism guide you toward more balanced and enriching interactions. Lesson 5. Emotional manipulation. Imagine stepping into a realm where the very essence of your feelings is twisted and turned, used against you in ways that leave you questioning your reality. This isn't the plot of a psychological thriller. It's the sinister art of emotional manipulation. This lesson delves into the shadowy world where your emotions become tools in someone else's game, revealing how to recognize, confront, and rise above this subtle form of control. Emotional manipulation is a dance where the manipulator leads with charm, deceit, and strategic emotional triggers. The aim is simple: to control your actions and thoughts by distorting your emotional responses. It's a covert operation, often masked by feigned kindness, concern, or intimacy, making it one of the most challenging dynamics to detect and dismantle. Gaslighting is a classic manipulation tactic. It involves making you doubt your perceptions, memories, and even sanity. Subtle comments like, "Are you sure that happened?" or "You're overreacting," gradually erode your confidence in your reality. Manipulators often employ guilt to control. By highlighting your perceived failures or obligations, they make you feel responsible for their emotions or actions. Phrases like, "After all I've done for you," are designed to induce guilt and compliance. Initial excessive flattery and affection, known as love bombing, can quickly turn into cold withdrawal. This erratic behavior keeps you off balance, constantly striving to regain the manipulator's approval and affection. By portraying themselves as the victim, manipulators deflect responsibility and garner your sympathy. This tactic manipulates your compassion, making it difficult for you to confront or criticize them. Stoicism provides a robust framework for identifying and resisting emotional manipulation. By cultivating inner strength and clarity, you can maintain your emotional equilibrium and assert your autonomy. Develop a keen sense of your emotions. Recognize when your feelings are being influenced or manipulated. Ask yourself if your emotional responses align with the situation or if they seem disproportionate. Stoicism advocates for apatheia, freedom from destructive emotions. By practicing emotional detachment, you can observe your feelings without being overwhelmed by them. This detachment allows you to see through manipulative tactics and respond rationally. Clearly define and communicate your boundaries. Let the manipulator know that their tactics are ineffective and unacceptable. Maintaining firm boundaries protects your emotional integrity. Consult trusted friends or mentors who can provide an objective perspective. They can help you identify manipulation tactics and offer support as you navigate the situation. Consider the story of Oprah Winfrey. Growing up, she faced numerous challenges, including emotional manipulation by those around her. However, she recognized these tactics and refused to be controlled by them. By asserting her worth and pursuing her passions, Oprah transformed her life, becoming one of the most influential figures in media and philanthropy. Her story is a testament to the power of self-awareness and resilience in overcoming manipulation. Emotional manipulation thrives on your insecurities and vulnerabilities. By cultivating inner fortitude and clarity, you can resist these tactics and reclaim your emotional autonomy. Remember, your emotions are your own, and no one has the right to distort or control them. Navigating the labyrinth of emotional manipulation requires strength, awareness, and the wisdom of Stoic principles. By recognizing manipulative tactics and asserting your boundaries, you can protect your emotional well-being and maintain your autonomy. Embrace your emotional sovereignty, and let no one undermine your sense of self. Lesson 6. Lack of genuine support. Imagine reaching out for a lifeline in turbulent waters, only to grasp a shadowy illusion that dissolves in your hand. In the intricate dance of relationships, genuine support is the anchor that keeps us grounded, yet in its absence, we are left adrift, questioning the very fabric of our connections. Welcome to the enigmatic world of false support, where the facade of care hides a chasm of indifference and self-interest. Genuine support in relationships is like a sturdy bridge, providing reliable passage over troubled waters. However, when that support is merely an illusion, it can feel like walking on a bridge made of mist. This lesson unravels the subtle signs of inauthentic support and empowers you to seek and foster truly supportive connections. When you share your dreams or struggles, an insincere supporter might respond with promises that never materialize. Their words are comforting in the moment but lack follow-through, leaving you feeling abandoned. Encouragement that is shallow and generic, like a hollow cheer, fails to provide the depth of understanding and commitment that true support entails. It feels like being offered a lifeboat with a hole in it. Some individuals offer help with ulterior motives, seeking to benefit from your dependence on them. Their support comes with strings attached, often leading to manipulation or control. When you express your emotions or needs, a false supporter may dismiss them as trivial or overblown. This lack of validation can erode your self-esteem and leave you feeling isolated. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate inner resilience and seek genuine connections that enhance our journey rather than impede it. By embracing Stoic principles, you can discern true support and build relationships grounded in mutual respect and sincerity. True support is marked by consistency. Observe whether the support you receive is reliable and unwavering, especially during challenging times. Consistency reflects a genuine commitment to your well-being. It's better to have a few genuinely supportive relationships than many superficial ones. Seek connections where there is a deep understanding and mutual respect. These bonds are more likely to provide authentic support. Words can be deceiving, but actions reveal true intentions. Pay attention to whether the people in your life back their words with meaningful actions. True supporters show up when it matters most. While seeking support is natural, Stoicism encourages self-reliance. Cultivate your inner strength and resilience, so you are not solely dependent on external validation or support. Consider the journey of Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani activist for female education. After surviving a brutal attack by the Taliban, Malala found unwavering support in her family, especially her father. Their genuine encouragement and steadfast belief in her mission provided the foundation for her global advocacy. Malala's story illustrates the transformative power of authentic support in overcoming adversity and achieving greatness. In a world filled with facades, seeking genuine support requires discernment and courage. By recognizing the signs of false support and valuing true, consistent connections, you can build a network that uplifts and empowers you. Remember, the strength of your relationships lies not in the quantity of support, but in its authenticity and depth. Navigating the landscape of support can be challenging, but with the wisdom of Stoicism, you can rise above the illusions and embrace genuine connections. Let go of those who offer empty promises and superficial encouragement. Surround yourself with those who walk with you through life's storms, providing unwavering support and fostering your growth. In this realm of true support, you will find the strength to navigate any challenge and achieve your fullest potential. Lesson 7, Constant Competition. Imagine a seemingly supportive friend who always has to one-up your achievements. You buy a new car, and they have to get a more luxurious one. You mention a promotion at work, and they promptly highlight their even bigger career success. Welcome to the exhausting and bewildering world of constant competition within relationships, where the quest for dominance overshadows genuine camaraderie and mutual growth. In the grand arena of human connections, some relationships are akin to gladiatorial contests, where the drive to outshine and outdo the other person takes precedence over empathy and cooperation. This lesson unveils the insidious nature of constant competition and guides you on how to transcend these toxic dynamics to foster healthier, more fulfilling relationships. A hallmark of competitive relationships is the incessant need to outdo each other. Instead of celebrating your successes, a competitive friend or partner will always have a bigger, better story to tell. Your achievements are downplayed or overshadowed. They might acknowledge your success but quickly pivot to their own accomplishments, making you feel less valued. Subtle digs or backhanded compliments are common. They may say things like, "That's great, but have you thought about doing it this way?" undermining your efforts and sowing seeds of doubt. Beneath the surface, there often lurks a sense of jealousy and envy. Instead of genuine happiness for your success, they might harbor resentment, which can strain the relationship further. Stoicism offers profound insights on handling the pressures of competition. By focusing on inner virtue and personal growth rather than external validation, you can rise above the toxic dynamics of competitive relationships. Ground yourself in the understanding that your worth is not defined by others' opinions or comparisons. Focus on your own path and personal growth, embracing your unique journey. Practice genuine joy for others' achievements. By shifting your perspective to see others' success as a collective win, you foster a more positive and supportive environment. Establish clear boundaries with those who perpetuate competitive dynamics. Limit interactions that drain your energy and seek out relationships that are mutually supportive and enriching. Surround yourself with individuals who share your values of cooperation and mutual growth. Seek friendships and partnerships where success is celebrated collectively, not competitively. Consider the relationship between legendary tennis players Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. Despite being fierce competitors on the court, their off-court friendship is marked by mutual respect and admiration. They celebrate each other's victories and acknowledge each other's greatness, embodying the essence of healthy competition. In a world that often glorifies competition, embracing collaboration can be a radical yet rewarding approach. By recognizing and addressing competitive dynamics, you can transform your relationships into sources of strength and support. Celebrate your achievements without the need for comparison, and uplift those around you, creating a network of genuine allies. Navigating the complexities of competitive relationships requires discernment and resilience. With the wisdom of Stoicism, you can rise above petty rivalries and focus on what truly matters, your personal growth and the collective success of your relationships. Let go of those who seek to outshine you, and instead, build connections rooted in mutual respect, support, and genuine camaraderie. In this harmonious realm, you will find the true essence of fulfilling and enduring relationships. Lesson 8. Absence in critical moments. Imagine standing at the precipice of a life-changing moment, be it a major career breakthrough, a deeply personal crisis, or an exhilarating celebration. You look around for the friends and loved ones who should be there, supporting you, only to find an empty void. This is the poignant reality of experiencing absence in critical moments, a harsh revelation of who truly stands by you when it matters most. In the intricate dance of human relationships, presence is a powerful testament to care and commitment. It is during critical moments, both joyous and challenging, that the true essence of a relationship is revealed. When someone you rely on fails to show up, it leaves a deep scar, questioning the foundation of trust and support. Signs of absence in critical moments. Unreachable during emergencies. When you face a crisis, they are conspicuously unavailable, leaving you to navigate turbulent waters alone. Neglecting celebrations. Milestones and achievements pass without their acknowledgement or presence, diminishing the joy of your successes. Excuses over commitment. They offer a litany of excuses for their absence, revealing a pattern of unreliability and lack of genuine investment in the relationship. Lack of follow-through, promises to be there when accounts fall flat, as their actions consistently fail to match their words. In a world where commitments are often fleeting and superficial, building a network of true support requires discernment and intentionality. Seek out individuals who have demonstrated reliability and invest in these relationships. Be the friend who shows up, and you will naturally attract like-minded individuals. Lesson 9. Lack of reciprocity. Picture this. You're at a grand banquet, eagerly sharing your finest dishes, engaging stories, and heartfelt toasts, only to find your guests barely offering a crumb in return. This is the essence of experiencing a lack of reciprocity, a one-sided relationship where your generous contributions are met with indifference or minimal effort. The dance of reciprocity. Reciprocity is the fundamental rhythm of balanced relationships, where giving and receiving are in harmony. It's the unspoken agreement that both parties invest and benefit equally. When this balance is disrupted, it reveals a harsh truth: the effort, love, or support you give is not being reciprocated, leaving you drained and undervalued. Signs of lack of reciprocity. You consistently initiate contact, make plans, or provide support, while the other party remains passive or unresponsive. Your contributions, whether emotional, financial, or social, are met with lukewarm responses or negligible return. The scale tips heavily in favor of one party, creating a disparity that fosters feelings of exploitation or neglect. Your needs and desires are consistently overlooked, while the other party's needs are given priority and attention. Stoicism offers profound insights into managing the disappointment of a lack of reciprocity. By focusing on your actions and responses, you can maintain your integrity and emotional equilibrium, regardless of others' behavior. Understand that not all relationships will be equally reciprocal. Adjust your expectations based on the nature of the relationship and the demonstrated behavior of the other party. Continue to contribute positively without expecting immediate return. Your actions should reflect your values, not a transactional mindset. Assess the relationships in your life. Prioritize those where reciprocity is evident and where mutual respect and support are present. Establish clear boundaries to prevent yourself from being taken advantage of. Communicate your needs and expectations openly to foster a more balanced exchange. Navigating the emotional terrain of a lack of reciprocity demands self-awareness and resilience. With Stoic principles guiding you, you can maintain your sense of worth and integrity, focusing on positive interactions and valuing relationships that honor the spirit of give and take. In your journey through life's banquet, let reciprocity be the guiding principle that shapes your connections. By fostering balanced, reciprocal relationships, you contribute to a network of mutual respect and support, enriching both your own life and the lives of those around you. Lesson 10, Betrayal. Imagine standing at the edge of a grand masquerade ball. You're surrounded by elegant masks and graceful waltzes, feeling secure in the company you keep. But suddenly, the music shifts, and the masquerade unravels. A trusted friend or ally, who was once a partner in your dance, reveals their true face, and it's one of treachery. Betrayal is the thunderclap in the serene skies of trust. It shatters the illusion of safety, leaving you exposed and vulnerable. When someone you relied upon or held dear turns against you, it's not just a personal affront, it's a violation of the sacred trust that bound your relationship. Signs of betrayal. Agreements made in good faith are shattered, revealing a hidden agenda or lack of integrity. Actions that deliberately sabotage your efforts or reputation, often covertly and insidiously. A pattern of dishonesty or manipulation, where the true motives or intentions are concealed. Exploiting your vulnerabilities to further their own goals, often leaving you feeling confused and disoriented. Stoicism provides a robust framework for dealing with the emotional turbulence that follows betrayal. By focusing on what you can control, your responses and actions, you can navigate the storm with clarity and resilience. Recognize and accept your emotions without letting them dictate your actions. Betrayal is painful, but confronting your feelings honestly is the first step in healing. Use betrayal as a lens to gain insights into the nature of trust and the dynamics of your relationships. Reflect on what led to this outcome and how it might inform future interactions. Reinforce your commitment to integrity and honesty. Let your response to betrayal be guided by your values rather than by revenge or anger. Adjust your boundaries to protect yourself from future betrayals. Be cautious about whom you trust, and ensure that your relationships are built on mutual respect and transparency. Betrayal, though painful, offers an opportunity for personal growth and wisdom. By applying Stoic principles, you can rise above the immediate hurt, gaining strength and clarity from the experience. Use this newfound perspective to forge stronger, more resilient relationships and to navigate future interactions with greater discernment. In the aftermath of betrayal, let resilience and wisdom guide you. As you move forward, remember that every experience, no matter how painful, contributes to the mosaic of your journey, enriching your understanding of trust and human connection. Lesson 11, Selective Availability. Imagine you're in a thrilling adventure story, where every hero needs a reliable ally. Picture a companion who is always just out of reach when you need them most, appearing only when it suits their convenience. This pattern of being available only on their terms, not yours, is the essence of selective availability. Selective availability is like a shadowy dance partner who vanishes whenever you need guidance or support, only to reappear with impeccable timing, usually when it's beneficial to them. It's a nuanced manipulation that plays on your need for support and companionship, using the illusion of accessibility as a tool of control. They show up only during specific, often convenient, times for them, leaving you to handle difficulties on your own. Their responses or availability seem to align with their schedule rather than your needs, making you feel like a secondary priority. They offer help or engagement only when it benefits them, whether for personal gain or to enhance their image, rather than genuinely being there for you. When you're facing challenges or need a listening ear, they're notably absent or dismissive, yet they reach out when it suits their emotional or practical interests. Stoicism teaches that our peace of mind isn't contingent on others' actions but on our responses to them. Understanding and dealing with selective availability through a Stoic lens involves maintaining inner composure and focusing on what you can control. Reflect on your expectations of others and how they align with their actual behavior. Recognize the disparity without letting it dictate your emotional state. Consider the balance and fairness in your interactions. If someone's availability is consistently selective, evaluate whether this relationship serves your well-being. Establish boundaries that reflect your need for genuine support and accessibility. Communicate your expectations clearly and make adjustments if necessary to safeguard your emotional health. Strengthen your own support systems and resources. By relying on your inner resources and diversifying your sources of support, you reduce the impact of someone's selective availability on your life. Lesson 12, making you feel guilty. Imagine walking through a lush, enchanting forest where every shadow seems to whisper secrets of the past. In this mystical forest, you stumble upon a cunning sorcerer who specializes in a dark art, the ability to weave guilt into every interaction. This sorcerer's spell is so potent, it makes you question your every action, even when you've done nothing wrong. Welcome to the lesson on making you feel guilty. Making you feel guilty is akin to casting a spell that turns your own conscience into a weapon against you. It's a psychological manipulation where someone makes you believe that you are responsible for their unhappiness, problems, or any discord between you. This guilt is not just a fleeting emotion, it's a persistent force that erodes your self-esteem and influences your behavior. They frequently blame you for things that aren't your fault, twisting situations to make you feel responsible for their emotions or outcomes. They use your sense of guilt as leverage, often threatening to withdraw affection, support, or approval if you don't comply with their demands. They make you doubt your decisions and question whether you've done enough, even when you've acted with integrity and kindness. They present themselves as morally superior, using this position to make you feel inadequate or guilty for not meeting their expectations. Stoicism teaches that while we cannot control others' perceptions, we can control how we respond to them. When faced with guilt manipulation, Stoic principles can guide you in maintaining your inner peace and moral clarity. Identify when guilt is being used as a tool against you. Acknowledge that these feelings might be rooted in someone else's need to control or influence you. Distinguish between what you genuinely feel responsible for and what is being unfairly imposed upon you. Ground yourself in the objective facts of the situation. Reflect on your actions and intentions. If you've acted with honesty and integrity, reaffirm your self-worth and stand firm in your values. Clearly express your limits and refuse to accept undue blame. Assert your boundaries calmly and confidently to prevent further manipulation. Lesson 13, lack of personal interest. Imagine entering a grand library where the bookshelves are filled with volumes about human connections and emotions, yet one section stands empty, a space where personal interests should reside. In this barren corner, the pages are blank, and the stories of your life go unwritten. Welcome to the lesson on lack of personal interest. Lack of personal interest is like walking through a foggy mist, where the outlines of the people around you are visible, but their warmth and engagement are absent. This lesson reveals the subtle, yet profound, impact of when someone seems detached or indifferent to your experiences, achievements, or challenges. They show little curiosity or enthusiasm about your life, seldom asking questions or showing concern about your well-being. Interactions with them are shallow, lacking depth or meaningful exchange. They might respond with generic replies that reveal little personal investment. They fail to acknowledge or celebrate significant events in your life, from personal milestones to everyday triumphs, giving the impression that these moments are inconsequential to them. They appear sporadically, showing up only when it's convenient for them or when there's something to gain, rather than being genuinely present and involved in your life. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what is within our control and to accept what is not. When dealing with a lack of personal interest from others, Stoic principles can help you navigate this situation with grace and resilience. Recognize that not everyone will invest deeply in your life. This realization helps you manage expectations and focus on relationships where mutual interest and engagement are present. Cultivate a sense of self-worth and fulfillment through your own passions and pursuits. By valuing your interests and achievements, you reinforce your sense of identity, independent of others' recognition. Invest your time and energy in relationships where there is reciprocal interest and involvement. Surround yourself with people who are enthusiastic about your life and experiences. If you value someone's involvement, express your desire for more personal engagement. Clear communication can sometimes bridge gaps in understanding and lead to more meaningful connections. Superficial closeness can create an illusion of connection without depth. Stoicism emphasizes sincerity, mutual growth, and genuine interest in relationships. Seek connections that nourish your soul and bring genuine fulfillment. Focus on what's within your control, your actions, values, and the company you keep. Prioritize meaningful relationships that align with Stoic principles and bring true meaning to your life.